Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Sebastiano Luciano, and here's what he's got to say. Hi Sandman, I don't know if you remember me, but I wanted to update you on my court case with that girl that I met on Babu. I paid the lawyer fee $10,000, and on the court date she didn't show up, so my court case was dismissed. But I still owe $5,000 for the lawyer for that 1 hour that he came to court. If you Google my name, it still says that I was charged with sexual assault. But I'm innocent in my case, which is conveniently disregarded. I know more about myself after watching the Carney election. I'm not standing for 4 more years of the Liberals, and I've been putting $200 a week into the stock market. All American stocks following this YouTuber Shades Trade, where I get 50% returns in 5 weeks to maybe a couple of months, and then I reinvest the gains. I also started putting $300 a week into my savings account instead of stocks. And I'm building it up to get to 25K due to the whole situation. And I feel like Alberta is either going to join America or leave. So I want to go to Alberta before that happens. And my goal is to go there for a carpentry course and eventual apprenticeship. What are your thoughts about my plans? Well, Sebastiano Luciano, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'm glad you got that false allegation thrown out in court. Too bad the media won't update the story about your innocence. Now it's out there forever that you were charged, and it doesn't say anything that you won your case, because she didn't show up. As for Cucked Canada, when I heard that Trump saying he was looking forward to meeting with Mark Carney in the White House, that's when I knew something was up. I had my suspicions that there might be some sort of covert plan to get Canada to join America. But Kevin O'Leary and Daniel Smith, the Premier of Alberta, met with Trump at Mar-a-Lago, and there's a good chance they devised a plan. They knew that the majority of Canadians were too proud and patriotic to want to join America. They also probably knew that Justin Trudeau's Liberal Party with its new leader Mark Carney would alienate the West if he were to be elected. This happened, and then the day after Mark Carney was elected, Daniel Smith changed the law. In Alberta, so only 155,000 people in the province needed to sign a petition to start the process of voting to separate from Canada, instead of 700,000 before that. She made some demands, and if those demands weren't met, she won't stand in the way of the people of Alberta voting to secede from Canada sometime in 2026. The Canadian government has to build pipelines from Alberta so it can get its oil to market, and stop restricting how much oil they can extract. Plus, Alberta sends money to Ontario, Quebec, and British Columbia in equalization transfer payments. They want that to stop as well. If those demands aren't met, among many others, then the vote to leave will probably happen next year. If Alberta leaves, then there's a good chance that so will the province of Saskatchewan. And maybe even Manitoba and British Columbia form a separate country of Western Canada, or possibly join the United States. I'm glad you see the potential for Alberta joining America. You're smart to buy U.S. investments, because if the country separates, the Canadian dollar is going to be worthless. Either that or collapse heavily. But keep an eye on your savings account and be ready to buy investment assets denominated outside of Canadian dollars if things start going south. No pun intended. $25,000 in Canadian dollars could be worthless if Canada comes to an end. Daniel Smith was also the leader of the Wild Rose Party, which was trying to get Alberta to leave Canada 15 to 20 years ago now. I'm sure there's nothing she wants more than that to happen. The same goes for Trump. If Alberta and Western Canada leave, there won't be enough money to pay for the welfare case provinces of Eastern Canada. Only Ontario would be viable, because we have the big banks, financial institutions, and manufacturing. But I don't think we want to prop up the rest of Canada. Quebec would be a financial basket case without Alberta to pay for the lifestyle of the laid-back French people there. If the country breaks up, Eastern Canada would have no choice but to join America or become a second-world country. Then Trump might say you could join, but with a reduced number of electoral votes. And what's left of Canada would have no choice at that point. If that were to happen, the new larger America would dramatically reduce immigration to what's left of Canada. And the majority of people with big money in Canada would probably move to the United States. The housing market would then crash, and most of the talented people in Canada would move south into the southern states. Canada's real estate market would be wrecked, and parts of Canada would depopulate the way that Detroit did. But that's all hypothetical right now. For now, even Doug Ford, the Premier of Ontario, says, let's build pipelines to help Alberta. I don't really know if Prime Minister Carney is going to allow that, because he's a World Economic Forum globalist environmentalist stooge. Then again, he might have no choice, because the writing's on the wall for the ESG and DEI programs out there. their failed ideologies, and I don't know if Mark Carney is going to keep pushing for a Green New Deal agenda for Canada, or if the Liberals realize that the people are tired of this. And if they try it, then they won't vote for them again. Then again, Canadians just prove that they're stupid sheep voting for Carney because he said that he would fight Trump. Most males and married women under the age of 50 voted for the Conservative Party of Canada. It was women and the boomers that voted for the Liberal Party en masse. The boomers were brainwashed by lamestream media, and they've always voted for the Liberals in the past, so part of that is just habits. I'm guessing women voted for Carney because he's taller and better looking than Pierre Poilievre. So now the Liberals are here again, and I'm worried that they'll bring anti-hate speech legislation to the table again, or that they potentially go crazy with more carbon taxes and wokeness. After all, Carney's own daughter is now his transgender son. But the Liberals so far distancing themselves from the policies of Justin Trudeau. They got rid of the consumer carbon tax. Then you increase capital gains taxes off the table, and who knows, they might even give Alberta what it wants. They also changed immigration. Canada is dead last economically in the OECD. And the Liberals know that more Canadians are leaving or not investing in Canada anymore. Look at Jordan Peterson or Viva Fry as examples of rich Canadian content creators that have left for America. The UK is bleeding tons of millionaires now as well. People with means can move to Dubai or Southeast Asia and have a much better lifestyle. Politicians are going to have to provide good quality government services going forward. If Alberta leaves, think about how many Canadians will leave with it, especially the ones with money that'll move there before the referendum, or even possibly after it. Alberta will have money to provide decent pensions and healthcare, and housing is still far more affordable than BC, Ontario, and Quebec. Plus, the place is conservative and people refer to it as Texas North. Mark Carney also joked with Trump and told him that he spoke with the owners of Canada, and he said that it wasn't for sale. Of course, he didn't mean the people of Canada, but actually he meant the King of England. And if Carney follows in the footsteps of Keir Starmer, we're all screwed. Soon, whatever you say on social media could get you arrested here. What shocked me as well as Americans is that Canadians still voted for the Liberal Party, even though it's the party responsible for the destruction of Canada over the last 10 years. Again, people will attack me for saying it's the boomers' fault, but it was mostly the boomers that voted for this madness to continue. They have their homes paid off for the most part and live in nice neighborhoods, so the crime, drugs, and other high cost of living issues don't affect them. They just want more government handouts, and the Liberals are about to have a $200 billion deficit in their next annual budget to pay for spending. Seniors want more free eye exams, dental visits, and for the government to import some underpaid nurses to take care of them in the nursing homes. This insanity is happening everywhere. Even in Serbia, the president there keeps getting voted in by the seniors that believe in government propaganda. Oftentimes, I listen to my mother praising him like he's the best thing ever. People criticize Pierre Poilievre for not going on Joe Rogan and other podcasts, but he already had the vote from the male demographic under 50, which listens to podcasts. I don't think it would have mattered if he went on there or not. Who knows, it might have even hurt him because then Canadians would have thought that he was a Trump supporter. The bottom line is that the slimy Liberal Party weaponized Trump derangement syndrome in the Canadian boomer population to win the election. And in the end, this might cost us the country. I came from former Yugoslavia, and soon I might have to say that I came from former Canada. I could go back to Serbia and live like the king of Yugoslavia, but I'd prefer Florida, and if Canada joins America, that would be great for me because then I wouldn't have to worry about getting a US passport. Although I'll be 50 in 3 years and can get a snowbird visa and stay in the States for 7 months a year. Sebastiano, just be careful moving to Alberta dealing with that cold weather. I can't imagine dealing with minus 20 to 30 Celsius. If Donald Trump, Kevin O'Leary, and Daniel Smith were actually playing 4D chess while the rest of the candidate was playing checkers, it wouldn't surprise me. People didn't expect that Alberta would use the Liberals winning as a stepping stone to a referendum for leaving Canada. They made their demands to stay in the country, and if Canada doesn't respect them enough to give them what they want, it'll mean more people will just vote to leave than to stay. It only took 2 days to get the 155,000 Albertans to sign the petition to get the separation process started. I want to see the country break apart piece by piece and then be forced to negotiate on America's terms to become part of the USA. Sebastiano, you'll probably be able to move south at that point and actually afford a home for a change, even if it's in some small town somewhere. Or maybe you'll stay and be able to afford a home there after 10 to 20% of the people leave. There might not even be a need to leave. But as for getting your carpentry credentials, that's a great idea. You're going to improve your earnings potential and savings potential greatly. your future self will thank you for upping your game. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Sebastiano Luciano for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Canada is about to be bent over and Trump's about to smash it up the schwing schwing. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the boomer voters away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.